This is The Takeaway. Ray Suarez in with you. Todd Zwillick is back next week. Before yesterday, Chile was one of only a few countries where abortion was illegal without exception. Women who sought abortions and those who helped them faced up to 15 years in prison. Earlier this month, the Chilean legislature approved a bill that would allow abortion in cases where the mother's life is in danger, the fetus is deemed unviable, or if the pregnancy was the result of a rape. Conservative lawmakers challenged the bill, but on Monday, the country's highest court ruled 6-4 in favor of the new law. Pascal Bonifoy has been reporting on this for the New York Times. She's also a professor at the University of Chile's Journalism School.
It was a little bit unexpected because everyone expected a tie vote that would have been resolved by the president of the court who was for the bill. But there was a key vote who was a woman who was appointed there by a previous right-wing government when Sebastián Piñera was a president. So that she kind of broke the tie. And the other unexpected issue is that there were three exceptions for abortion, and everyone expected two of them to pass, but not the one referring to rape. And they also accepted that. So it was a little bit of a surprise, but it could have gone either way.
A lot of Latin America has changed course on this particular issue. Chile hung on with a very old approach to this. How did that happen?
Well, with very conservative politicians, with the powerful Catholic Church that lobbied against all sorts of exceptions to abortion throughout 25 years of democracy, a very conservative political cast. There's been bills introduced in Congress since 1991, consistently, almost 20. Only one or two were rejected even for discussion. And most of them, the strategy of conservatives and the right was to just leave them laying around without discussion for the 3 years needed just to shelf them. So that's how they got away with so many years of not even discussing an abortion law. Meanwhile, society was pressing for at least abortion in some certain exceptions. And we have public uproar all the time when there's an 11-year-old girl who was raped and becomes pregnant and she's forced to give birth. And this is all over the media, and there's public surveys done in which everyone supports abortion, at least under certain circumstances. And still, kind of our political representatives haven't really reflected popular sentiment.
So does that situation present a political challenge for President Michelle Bachelet? Did she have to sort of walk a fine line between paying some tribute to the church and its role in society while at the same time pressing ahead politically for a bill that she thought was good for the country?
Yeah, it was definitely a challenge. I think not so much in terms of the church, but in terms of negotiating a bill that was like acceptable and that could have a chance of passing through Congress. But she, I mean, I think in her first term, which was 2006 to 2010, she didn't even include it in her government agenda. And I think it's because she saw that it would be impossible to approve. So this is just her second term. And she introduced the law in January 2015 and didn't really get moving until just a few months ago. She's finishing her term this year or in March, and now she's introducing even more controversial bills like gay marriage, which she's going to present at the end of this month. And that's going to, I mean, if this took 25 years, just imagine how long a gay marriage bill is going to take. It's, but that's part of her government agenda. You know, she needs to do it before she leaves office.
Pascal Bonifoy is a freelance reporter for The New York Times and a professor at the University of Chile School of Journalism. She joined us from the Chilean capital, Santiago. Good to talk to you.
Thank you. Good day.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.